All right, let's move on and talk about your next patient, the 41-year-old lady.
Yeah, the 41-year-old lady was a premenopausal patient. She had clearly a family history of breast cancer because the mother had breast cancer when she was 45, and the sister had also breast cancer when she was 38. So, you know, you see a young lady with breast cancer, mother with breast cancer, young at that age, sister, same situation. So, of course, the lady underwent a genetic counseling and then genetic testing. And indeed, we found a BRCA mutation, and it was one of these mutations with clinical relevance. So it means increased risk of having breast or ovarian cancer during her life. She had a mild hypothyroidism, but nothing special. She was treated with low doses of thyroid hormones. The main clinical problem of this lady was that she had multiple liver metastases from a triple negative breast cancer. The patient was already treated in the first line setting with weekly paclitaxel plus bevacizumab. In Europe, the combination of weekly paclitaxel plus bevacizumab is still used because of the clear improvement in progression-free survival that we see with this combination treatment. By the way, the patient progressed to paclitaxel bevacizumab. She had an initial response lasting approximately 6 months, and afterward, we had progression. So at that point, the patient was not really in such a good shape. She was asymptomatic. She had fatigue. She had moderate pain to the upper right abdominal quadrant. And indeed, during the physical examination, we observed that the liver was enlarged. The liver biochemistry was abnormal with some bilirubin going up to 3 milligrams. Transaminases were high. So actually, the picture was not really good. So we had a discussion with this patient. Of course, she was very anxious, young, with also a couple of young kids. So the question was, let's try to control the disease as much as we can, potentially without inducing relevant side effects, because she had to take care of the kids on a daily basis. So I will tell you that we are very good supporters of platinum compounds in patients with BRCA mutation. We have data coming from a phase 3 trial run in the metastatic setting, the well-known TNT study, suggesting that these drugs may be particularly active in patients carrying BRCA mutation. So we decided to start treatment with cisplatin and continuous 5-FU fluorouracil. In our institution, we don't like to give just one single shot of cisplatin. We feel it's too much toxic. Hydration has to be there. There is nausea, there is vomiting. So the strategy is, let's try to give a good drug, but without so many side effects. So we generally split the total dose of 75 milligram per square meter in 3 consecutive days. So we give 25 milligram per square meter on 3 consecutive days. So the total is still 75. And we combine with 5-FU in continuous infusion during the 3 days of platinum. It's a regimen we use since many years. And interestingly, this is a regimen that can be safely given also to patients with a deep liver biochemistry alteration. I've been using this regimen even in patients with 10 milligrams of bilirubin, because we know that this regimen is not at all metabolized at the liver site. The metabolism of this regimen doesn't happen at the liver site. So actually, you can give this regimen even in patients with a quite substantial abnormality of the liver biochemistry. That's exactly what we did. And we were very happy after 3 months of therapy when we repeated the CT scan. We saw a quite good, I would say definitely more than 50% tumor shrinkage. It was a good partial response. The patient felt also well, you know, because sometimes you are just looking at the CT scan and you forget to look at the patient. But the patient was really well. I remember at the beginning, she told me when I saw her for the first time, you know, doctor, I cannot in the morning wake up and bring my kids at school because I am too tired. I can't. And after 3 months of therapy, she was so happy because actually she restarted to wake up early in the morning to bring the kids at school. So this was really the signal that the treatment was not going to be active only in terms of tumor shrinkage, but also in terms of improving the quality of life of this patient on a daily basis. And the fact that the treatment was scheduled during 3 consecutive days made the treatment definitely more tolerable than just one shot of cisplatin. The tumor marker went down, the liver biochemistry was dramatically improved. Let me have a quick look, because I remember we saw together the blood chemistry, and there was such a, yeah, indeed, there was a normalization of the liver biochemistry after the first 3 months of therapy. So bilirubin went clearly below 1, transaminases went below 40, the patient was really well. So the decision was, let's continue with 3 more months of this treatment, and then we will repeat again the CT scan.
And that's where this lady is right now?
Yes, she has just done the 4th cycle, and she will receive the 5th cycle, I think, next week.